Proclamation number 4324 of 6th of June, 1948. Spiritual guidance. Truth from above. You humans need constant guidance if you want to reach your aim. Your aim is spiritual development, attainment of the degree of perfection. Your aim is union with me, which you can only achieve through a change to love. Consequently, you must be guided onto the right path, which guarantees your ascent development, which brings you closer to perfection and thus also to me, who can only unite with perfect beings. You can certainly also reach the aim by yourselves if you have the goodwill, if you are driven from within to work with love. Then you will not need earthly guides, for then you will be guided correctly by the voice of the Spirit, which truly instructs you correctly. But people who are only lukewarm in love, who are not yet aglow with its fire, do not hear this voice. They do not know the path outwards and therefore need guides to lead them onto the right path. They need teachers who instruct them correctly about my will, about my commandments and about their earthly task. They need to be instructed correctly. If I have set unification with me as people's highest aim, it must also be my will and my endeavor to let people find the path which will lead them closer to the aim, and thus I must also give every person the opportunity to gain knowledge of the conditions and my will. I have to give them the opportunity to be instructed in the truth, thus I have to provide them with the teaching forces which are able to spread the truth in accordance with my will. On the other hand, however, I cannot prevent people from rejecting the truth by virtue of their freedom of will and from adopting untrue thought material, which is why I never intervene to prevent my pure teaching from being distorted by those who carry out a teaching activity, for I do not force people's will. I only want to clarify who is to be addressed as a spiritual leader and when people need spiritual leaders. The whole of humanity walks in darkness and needs the supply of light. Light, however, can only emanate from the eternal light. It is lightless in the human heart as long as I cannot ignite the light in it, as long as the fire of love is not in it which radiates bright light. Light can therefore only come from within. It is to be ignited through love. Only then will the human being be knowledgeable and stand in truth. Consequently, the right, truthful knowledge can never be taught, i.e., brought to the human being from outside, but only love must be awakened in the human being. Only then can he recognize the right knowledge imparted to him from outside as truth and accept it. And thus the office of the leaders on earth is only limited to teaching people love, and this is the task of those who stand in the world as spiritual leaders, who have the will to guide humanity onto the path which leads to me. If they make themselves available to me for this task, I will bless them and give strength to their words so that they will not remain without effect on people. But the truth will also be conveyed to people directly from above if a willing person living in love declares himself willing to accept the truth and pass it on to the world. These are now to be addressed as spiritual leaders who are called to show fellow human beings the right path to me. For they are called by me myself. The transmission of pure truth from above happens in such a way that it is an inexplicable process for fellow human beings, so that at an extraordinary power can be recognized. What ecclesiastical leaders represent and teach must be in complete agreement with the knowledge conveyed from above to earth. It must, so to speak, originate from one source. And the word conveyed from above must always be used as a standard as soon as deviations arise. then the ecclesiastical guidance is also to be acknowledged and as such also blessed by me. But I demand this agreement, otherwise I must reject every teaching which deviates from the pure teaching imparted by me myself. I cannot make concessions where the pure truth is concerned, but just as I never refrain from choosing my servants myself, from instructing and training them for a teaching activity, because it is urgently necessary to convey the truth to people, I will always acknowledge ecclesiastical leaders if they preach the truth, but neither will I silently tolerate the spreading of misguided teachings to those who seek the truth. I respect free will, but my will also becomes active and tries to compensate where human will sins. I work against it by opposing pure truth to error, by opposing the bearers of truth to those who walk along in error and seek to spread it. And every individual human being can freely decide. The inner urge for truth also secures him the supply of truth, yet the lukewarm, completely indifferent person remains blind in spirit despite ecclesiastical guides. The truth wants to be sought in order to let itself be found. Amen.